Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking to you about the datedif function. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB16, and then let's open that one up. All right, now in the last video we were attempting to create a query for query booking details that we're going to try and use as a sort of universal query. Although I'm not going to commit to that. But if we go to design view, we can see that what we did do is we took table booking details and added all the information from that. And we added an extra column, which was cost per night, where we used a DLOOKUP function to return the cost of a room from table rooms. And we were using the room ID to specify which room we wanted. Now, what I'm going to do in this video is look at the difference between check-in date and check-out date, and I want us to be able to work out the duration of stay. So if we look at this one, we've got a check-in date of the 15th of May and a check-out date of the 19th, and we want to return the amount of nights of the stay. Well, that would be the night of the 15th, the night of the 16th, 17th and 18th, not the night of the 19th, because that's the check-out date. So we would want this first record to return number 4. We would also want this second record to return 4. We would want third to return 5, etc, etc. So how do we do that? Quite simple really. We use the datedif function. So click in an empty column and click on builder, and first of all we're going to name this duration and a colon, and remember anything you put before the colon will be the name of the field. And if we tap in just date before we go charging ahead, you can see you've got quite a few different date functions you can use. The one we're interested in is today's date diff, but I recommend you sort of go through them and see if you can make some sense of what they are. Okay, so we've got date diff function here, and I'm just going to press the comma just so you can bring up, or it can bring up this sort of extra information. And we can see that we've got 1, 2, 3 arguments that we have to provide, and then a couple of optional ones. In this case, don't worry at all about the optional ones. I'd never used them. The arguments we have to provide are the interval, date 1, and date 2. Date 1 and date 2 are the dates we want to find a difference in, so that's going to be check-in and check-out. The interval is the kind of interval we want. So, for example, you can tell the datedif function that you want it to return the difference in days, or you might only be interested in difference in months. I have to be honest with you, I tend to universally use days most of the time, so maybe I'm not getting the most out of my datedif function, but I think I can live with it. Okay, so interval, I want it to return days, and in order for it to do that, it's double quotation mark D double quotation mark. That's days. So you're passing a string variable to the function, comma, date one is check-in date, comma, check-out date. Simple as that. Press OK. Actually, just bring that back up. I'll rush through that. So have a look at that. Duration, colon, date diff function, interval is D in quotation marks, and then check-in date and check-out date. The check-in date and check-out date refer to this check-in date here and that check-out date. And if we run it, you can see that it returns 4 for the first line, 4 for the second, 5 for the third line, which we can work out ourselves, but this gets a bit more tricky. Well, not really, actually, but that's 29 nights. This one's more tricky, 64 nights. Okay, so that's the date diff function. Very useful function to know about. Minus 9. Let's change that. Sorry. Yeah, that was a datedif function. Very useful function to know about. Have a play around with some of those date functions, see what you can make of them. And I shall hope to see you in the next video after I save this.